Trying for a way to finagle a golf round after the show.
Not surprised.
Sir, there needs to be an approach using finesse with my wife, or I need to barter for it. Like, I'll do something over the weekend, you know, I don't know, cleaning something or, you know what I mean? A trade of sorts. A golf round now for a player to be named later. You know what I mean?
Who are you bargaining with?
My wife.
Your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Kids need to be picked up. Things need to be done. I'm the lazy one. I just want to go play golf.
You do just want to play golf. We talked about your golf addiction before.
She's right, and it's true. I am the lazy one, and all I want to do is play golf. So how do I do it? We'll see. We'll see if this comes to fruition. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years. In the South Hills, without further ado, I give the floor to my friend, City Limits.
It's the Bechtel Breakdown for Friday, September 20th, 2024. Here we go. Joe, we're one day away from the 21st night of September, one of my favorite songs, September, the 21st night of September. That has nothing to do with how we're starting off the breakdown.
Yes.
But I just thought I'd point it out there anyway.
Thank you.
Doesn't look like Paul Skenes will make his final start as a member of the Pirates at home this season. Skenes is scheduled to pitch Sunday in Cincinnati against the Reds, so it doesn't look like he'll be pitching against Milwaukee at home. We've seen the last of Skenes at PNC Park this season.
Wait a second.
Make you
here.
Sad?
Yeah, it makes me very sad. The question is, does it make sense? Well, what are we looking at here?
I'm looking at MLB.com.
I know you are. I mean, I didn't mean that. I mean, the situation, not literally what you're looking at. Does this make sense to you? Is it on the normal rest that he's pitching?
Yes, but if I were them, I'd bump him back to Tuesday and try to get one more gate for a home game.
So would I. It doesn't make sense.
Neither has a lot of things that they've
done. Push him back to Tuesday, then you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, yeah, then he'd be done.
I wanted to get two minor baseball points in. It was that one, and how about Brett Rooker?
Let me take that back.
Okay.
Let me take that back. He might need these starts to win Rookie of the Year. So they want to give him every chance possible. Plus, I'm sure he wants to pitch at Yankee Stadium.
And he will pitch at Yankee Stadium.
I don't know that you get that.
I think Saturday or Sunday it would be.
Yeah.
Probably next Saturday.
And they're in. It's okay. It's okay. I forgive them for that, and it makes sense. They're doing right by Skenes.
And the other point I wanted to talk about baseball-wise before we get to football is Brent Rooker. Joe, should the Pirates have just traded for Brent Rooker? 304 average, 38 home runs, 111 RBIs.
Yeah, he was the guy.
I mean, what a season.
The thing that they were unwilling to do was to give up any even remotely prime prospect at the deadline. I wrote that he was the guy. I said that he was the guy. He was said to be available. The A's stink. He's a late bloomer. He's almost 30. Is he 30 years old yet?
29.
And you could have given them something that they can use for their future. And he signed, by the way. Yeah, that just makes me sick, actually.
All right, let's run down the NFL slate. Philadelphia and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Philadelphia last week, they were one play away from 2-0. Saquon Barkley catches the football. It was a highly debated topic all week. Do you think Nick Sirianni should have just called a run and churn out the clock a little bit? Or do you think Saquon Barkley just needs to catch the football and the defense has to get off the damn field?
I think that Nick Sirianni should have gone for it on fourth down. I think they should have run two tush pushes on third and three, and the game would have been over. But let's not blame Nick Sirianni over Saquon. Come on, you got to catch that ball. The game's over. What are we doing here?
Even if he goes out of bounds, the first down, it's over.
I'm curious about the Saints. So is Nick Kostos. They're fun to watch.
2.5-point favorites at home.
I have a soft spot for the Saints ever since I was a kid. I love their uniforms. I love their sordid history. They've been horrible for most of their existence. They're fun. I like the Saints. I want them to do well.
I was a big Drew Brees fan. Green Bay, Tennessee. There's a chance Jordan Love comes back and plays in this game, Joe.
There's also a chance Mason Rudolph comes in for Levis and Butthead. That's what I want to see. I want to see Mason Rudolph play. And then we'll have stories every week. It's wonderful.
Titans are 3-point favorites in this game.
Against two.
It's the Malik Willis Bowl.
Oh, it is the Malik Willis Bowl. Wait, what are the chances that Jordan Love plays?
Probably 50-50 at this point.
I picked Jordan Love to win MVP, which I'm looking horrible on.
So I did as well.
I hope that he plays and plays well, just for my own sake, so that I look smarter than I really am.
I think Green Bay wins if Malik Willis plays or not plays, and Jordan Love ends up playing. Tennessee is that bad. Mason Rudolph will play by week six. The Giants and the Browns, Cleveland favored by 6.5 at home against New York. Are the Giants the worst team in all of football?
If they aren't, I'd hate to see the one that is. Yes, they stink. And they could go 0-16, don't you agree?
No, because they'd have to go 0-17. And maybe they could.
That was an unnecessary shot at
me. I know.
Me.
I don't think they'll go 0-17.
No, I like that. And I like that you took a shot at me. It spices things up. I don't know, man. If you had a game Giants against the Panthers, I think that would be one hell of a ball game. Don't you? And I think Sean Payton's Broncos might have something to say about this.
Well, guess what? You're getting that game. Giants-Panthers. It's a 9:30 kickoff, Joe. And we're spreading the game around. We're spreading the game across the country because this is what we want the whole country to see. Giants-Panthers in Germany.
Why are we doing that?
We're punishing the Germans.
To that country. I mean, that's the last. If the idea is to entice people into watching the NFL, there's nobody in that country that will ever watch this sport again.
Do you ever hear the notion, it's so bad, it's good?
We might be looking at a Daniel Jones, Andy Dalton,
the Red Rifle
matchup.
The Red Rifle.
Oh, my God.
It's known by some as the beige water pistol. That's what Colin Cowherd calls him, the beige water pistol.
That's unnecessary. They should move the game back here. They should call Germany.
I don't think it works that way.
What does Germany have? I don't know who their leader is. Roger Goodell should say, we apologize. We're not going to do that to you. We'll put the game in Carolina or New York. Don't worry. Next.
Miami and Seattle is a game that intrigues me. It's Geno Smith against Skylar Thompson. Miami is going to bottom out, Joe. I mean, the sky is going to fall in Miami. I think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are just not going to get the targets that they need with Skylar Thompson.
Why are you asking me about extremely obscure NFL games? What is going on here?
I could ask you about other games and go to other topics that I have.
Every game is interesting to some degree. I just wonder what is happening here. This game stinks. Do you think the Seahawks are for real?
No. No, I don't.
I like Geno Smith. He's a great comeback story. He's an inspiration to all of us, especially quarterbacks like Sam Darnold, who have second and third acts. I do like that. So, I was just curious. I didn't mean to insult you even in the slightest.
Let's go to less. I just thought we wanted to do a rundown of football.
I'm enjoying it.
Some other non-obscure games. Jacksonville, Buffalo. Bills, 5-point favorites. Monday night, two games on Monday.
I'm going to tell you this, that Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are a huge disappointment to me.
This could be the knockout punch for the Jaguars this season if they lose to Buffalo.
They got to go at Houston the week after that.
Yep.
They're staring hard at 0-4. Now, they do have home games against Indy, Chicago, New England, and Green Bay. They're a team now that why do they have two 9:30 a.m. games in a row limits?
They play in London.
Twice?
Yes. That's their home away from home.
They should just become the London Jaguars.
Maybe
then.
They should.
I mean, send them over there.
The Conn family likes playing over there.
Trevor Lawrence stinks.
They play the Bears and the Patriots. We love growing the game globally.
Yeah, what are we doing internationally here? We're ruining the game internationally.
The Jaguars play a game or two in London every year, so they got to play the awful New England Patriots, who sure beat Cincinnati, Caleb Williams, who hasn't thrown a touchdown yet, and the Bears, and then it's the Super Bowl, the lowlights between the Giants and the Panthers.
By the way, the sport stinks right now. People talking about all the field goals and the running game. The games that I've tuned into, a lot of them have just been brutally hard to watch. Look at the scores for the Jags so far. They go into Miami 20-17, then they play Cleveland 18-13. That's the crap that we're watching. But if I was going to pick a most disappointing player now over the past couple years, it's Trevor Lawrence. I thought this dude was going to be an MVP candidate. I thought him and Doug Peterson were a great marriage. And I'm really, really disappointed in what I'm seeing. Not only do they got at Buffalo, at Houston, then the nice stretch I talked about, but then they have at Philly, Minnesota, at Detroit, Houston again, at Vegas. home against Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they're a playoff team. And then you start talking about Doug Peterson. What do you do with him?
Gone.
He looks like Vince Lombardi compared to Urban Meyer.
So here's the question.
But it's not good enough.
Could Bill Belichick factor into the Jaguars next year?
Great question.
Where will Bill Belichick be next year? Because I mean, I know it's only week two.
Does Bill Belichick really want to do this? Does he really? He seems to be having a very nice time since he left the NFL. I think he broke up with his girlfriend, the one that was 80 years younger than him.
Yeah, she was too young, I guess.
But now he's on TV. He seems happy. It's a completely different personality. He's fun to watch. Does he want to go back? He should go out on a boat with Jimmy Johnson. There's one of those 30 for 30s. About Jimmy Johnson. One of the scenes is him and Belichick out on a boat where Johnson is saying, I had to get out of the game. I mean, I couldn't do it. Jimmy Johnson was the inspiration for Ron Cook getting out of radio, and I'm not kidding. Ron read Jimmy Johnson's book where he talked about QTL, quality time left. And Jimmy Johnson said to himself, after a very hard home life where he wasn't never home, he was never home, I should say. And his sons ran into some trouble, I believe, as the story goes. And he felt like, you know, I got to get things together here. What is my quality time left? I'm going to move to Florida and basically live on a boat and have people like Bill Belichick visit me on my boat.
Soak up the sun.
And Ron Cook read that book and thought to himself, what am I doing? I spend every day with Joe Starkey in a studio. And he disagrees with me on everything. I'm going to go drink in Florida for the rest of my life. And that's what he's done. I'm serious about that. He read Johnson's book and he used that phrase QTL. Point being that if you're Belichick, what are you doing? You want to go back to that? Seriously? To trying to run an entire organization? You know you're going to try to do that more than just coach. And put yourself through that again. Go enjoy the rest of your life, Bill. You're 72. Go drink somewhere. Go visit Ron in Fort Myers. Go visit Jimmy Johnson, wherever he lives. But you know what? I think he's probably an addict, like a lot of coaches. And that's probably all he's thinking about, is redeeming himself. And Jacksonville might not be a bad place, except when he finally gets there and realizes that Trevor Lawrence stinks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, if I'm Belichick, I feel like he's so consumed by football. It is his life. And it doesn't seem like there are many other things that Bill Belichick does outside of football. I mean, what does he do immediately? He takes a year off, and he goes on inside the NFL.
Yeah, he looks happy.
And he looks content. He looks very pleased with what he's doing. But does he want to go back to coaching? I think so, because I think he wants to break Shula's record. And that is significant in his mind.
Yeah. You're
and that's
right.
Why he would do it. And I think that means more for his legacy than having quality time off. He might think that quality time off is right now while he's studying and trying to figure out the best situation to come back into the NFL.
Next.
Two more. So you know how there was a fake Mackie account, the fake Mackie Planner Twitter account earlier this year that was talking about different trades that were going down?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, there was a fake Mackie Twitter account that would surface.
Jason Mackie?
Jason Mackie.
I didn't know that.
Jason Mackie Planner.
Yeah.
There was a fake Athletic account last night that tweeted, breaking, Memphis, South Florida, Tulane, and UTSA are all expected to leave the American and join the Pac-12 starting in 2026-2027. It's not true. People like our own Carlos Zofko on the high school football coverage got duped by it.
Oh, no. That's like when Ron got... Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Look at the Pac-12 conference. I was just going to joke that it's the Pac-2. It is.
No, it's the Pac-6 now.
I'm looking on ESPN right now. They have all the conference standings. It says Pac-12, Washington State, and Oregon State.
Yeah.
There's only two.
In a couple of years, more teams are joining in.
I know, but what are those two going to do? Play each other six times, and then the winner goes to the playoff? What is happening with the Pac?
They're playing more of like an independent schedule, I think. I don't know. Let's look up. What's the Oregon State?
Washington State is 3-0, I might add.
Oregon State is 2-1. They played Oregon, San Diego State, and Purdue so far.
It feels very sad, but does one of them have a chance to go to the playoff?
They're playing Mountain West teams. They're playing Colorado State, Nevada, UNLV. They're playing Cal, San Jose State, Air Force. They're playing Washington State, and they're playing Boise State. So I guess the Washington State game right after Thanksgiving, that's the conference championship game in the Pac-12. Will those two play again at an undisclosed location a couple weeks later?
Man, I sure hope so. Now I'm looking at the ACC. Syracuse 2-0, Cal 2-0, Duke 3-0, Miami 3-0, North Carolina 3-0, Pitt 2-0, Louisville 2-0. There's a lot happening here.
Yeah, but
which
who's
is why
anybody?
I say, yes, that, right. Which is why I say let's hold off a little bit on Pitt here. Let's wait till they play some games in their conference. I'll tell you this, though. I love Eli Holstein.
I do
what
as well.
What a great personality.
Great find.
The way he was talking about the volleyball match the other day, he's like, they're the best team on campus. That's what we want to be. The passion that he plays with. This guy's going to become a legend in short order if this keeps up. Anything else, Limits?
The Warriors have signed former Pitt legend Blake Hinson to an Exhibit 10 deal. Your Golden State Warriors, Joe. That was one of the games that I was alluding to. I couldn't remember how many points he scored. He scored 41 against Louisville at a home game last year.
What does Exhibit 10 mean? Why would you say that? Nobody knows what you meant. If I walk down the street, nobody on earth knows what that means.
So basically it means that he signed a training camp. It's kind of like one of those practice squad type of deals.
Well, he can just fire threes, and the Warriors like that, and I'm happy for him.
It allows for him to compete for a two-way spot in camp. Should he be waived before the season, the Warriors will retain his G League rights.
Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be wonderful today.